All right, we're going to continue on where I was the other Thursday when I spoke. So we'll read once again just a few verses from 1 Corinthians chapter 11. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And we'll start with verse 23. For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death till he come. Now the main thought that I was talking about is that when we come to this service, this is a remembrance service. And we talked about two things that we can remember. The first one, or either one of them? Our works, thank you. And the other one? His name. Anybody else knew anything besides Tim? I trust so, because I'm going to ask a few more questions as we go along. All right. His name and his works. Now, when we talked about his works, it's not only the work that he did on the cross, but the work of creation and the works of miracles. Yes, we can remember that. Now, as I mentioned before, I feel oftentimes that the key thought of the meeting takes place in the opening hymn or the opening passage, whatever is given. And this morning, right away, if you were at the Lord's Supper, the opening thought was joyful, or the word was, starting with G, gladness, right. So I don't know about what other people did, but right away when that was said, I thought about Psalms 4:7. Thou hast put gladness in my heart more than in the time when the corn and wine increased. I was thankful for Dan. He went the opposite way because he talked about which was sorrow. Right. He talked about sorrow, the opposite of gladness. They were in sorrow. And so, you see, the meeting went very well this morning again because the Spirit of God was in control, I believe. Now, this is a service that the Lord's asked us to come to, and we're going to talk about that. But the next thing that I want to mention that we are to remember is His love. And we can read Song of Solomon. I'll read that verse right there, Song of Solomon, and chapter 1 and verse 4. I hope you don't have as much trouble finding things as I do. The lighting up here does not help me. The lighting down there doesn't help me either. So, if someone's got Song of Solomon 1:4, that you can read it for me if you will. Yes, the upright love thee. And so I'm thankful for that verse. We will remember thy love. All right. If we're going to remember his love, right now, somebody give me a verse about the love. His love. If that was our theme, what would come to your mind? On love. Pardon? Yes, right, great. That's a good verse. Love or loving kindness. What would come to your mind? Yes, all right, good. What would it be another thought? I want you to get the idea that if that is where the Spirit's leading, what would come to your mind? Or do you just sit there and think of nothing? That he laid down his life for our sins. Right. Okay. All right. Somebody else? Who shall separate us? We all have a few references here. Where would that be, Clint?
Romans 8:35.
Right. Okay. All right. Good. Somebody give me something on loving kindness. That's often the thought that comes up in the Lord's Supper. What's some kind of a verse that comes to your mind?
Thy loving kindness is greater than life.
All right. Thy loving, can you give me a reference on that?
No.
Okay.
What comes to your mind?
But no reference. So, no, I just wanted to know whether you could give it to me. All right. What's your verse?
Psalm 89,
verse 1. Yeah, Psalms 89, verse 1. All right. That's a good verse. Now, we haven't probably sung it in some time. Let's just turn to Psalms 89 and verse 1 and 2. And if that's where the Spirit of God would lead a brother, that's a good portion. And we can maybe just sing that verse together. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. With my mouth will I make known thy faithfulness. With thy mouth will I make known thy faithfulness to all generations. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. So you see, your thoughts could go to the mercies of the Lord and his love there. And that's a good verse. All right, somebody said Jeremiah 31:3, okay? I don't know who that said that, but we can read that. Isaiah, are you finding this? I thought you could read it. No, you don't even have your Bible open. Come on, Isaiah, get with the program. All right, now let's see. Jason, read it. Yes, okay. Now there's lots of verses that we could have with the fact of his loving kindness. Now, someone find for me, Lamentations 3:19. Yeah. Yes, we are to remember his affliction. Now, if we were talking about remembering his affliction at the Lord's Supper, and that was what the Spirit of God was leading, tell me where your thoughts would go on that. Calvary, okay, whereabouts? Pardon? Well, I want to know whereabouts you would go on Calvary. I mean, very good. Okay, it's nice that you help Mother out. Okay, but now, where else would you go for it? Matthew 27. Very good. Where else would you go for it? Luke 23, maybe more. Luke 22, possibly, too. What was you thinking of in Luke 22, Clint? You were thinking of what?
The end of Psalm 88.
Yeah, okay. All right. You can read a verse. Go ahead. All right, you can apply that to the Lord. What was the verse somebody else of the thought they had? Was that you that Chris said something, Chris? On afflictions. Oh, there's all. Pardon? Psalms 22 would be another portion. Now, you don't need to be searching in your Bible. This should be coming from your thoughts and then giving me the verse, okay? Because what we do at the Lord's Supper is we remember. And I want to tell you again, that was a big help to me when I looked up the word remember. I did that as a teenager. And it was good for me to find out all the different things that God wants us to remember. Anybody else got a thought on afflictions? Yes, that's us. I want it for his affliction. Okay, that's what we're remembering. I think of that verse in Lamentation. Is it nothing to you, all ye that pass by? Behold and see, if there be any sorrow like unto my sorrow, wherewith the Lord hath afflicted me in the day of his fierce anger. Yes, that's another verse that would come to my mind probably if the subject was on afflictions. Okay. Now, somebody else want to give me another one? Psalm 69. You want to pick a verse from there? The whole chapter would be good, but... All right. Good. Thank you. Well, we could have others, but now... What I'm trying to do is get you to think. And during the week, as you read, you want to think about the things that God wants us to remember. All right? Now, what's another thing that we should remember? I can't hear you. His works, yes, we talked about that at the prayer meeting. You might not have been here the last time I spoke. Okay, that's good. What's another thing to remember? Yes, we want to remember his return, and that would be fine, but I don't know that the word says remember his return, okay? I'm looking for things that what God has asked us to remember in the Word. But to remember his return, yeah, because we do it until he comes. Anybody else got another one? All right. Somebody read to me 2 Timothy 2:8. Yes, okay. Go ahead, John, I'm sorry. Yeah, so we remember his resurrection, or we remember his exaltation. We can put it that way. It's the same thought there. And when we think of that, yes, my. Right now, then we could go to what portions? Good, okay. Another one. Somebody got another thought? Yes, okay. And what is he doing as the high priest? Yes. Hebrews 7:25. Okay. Wherefore he is able to say to the uttermost, seeing that he ever liveth, to make intercession. Yes. For us. Oh, listen. How I thank God that he's praying for me. I need it. I need prayer. And he's the best one to be praying for me. That's great. Yes, okay? All right, somebody give me another thing at the Lord's Supper, what we are to remember. Anyone? I thought this was going to go faster than this. Okay. All right. Somebody read to me Ephesians 2:11-13. Isaiah, can you find that? Oh. Ephesians 2:11-13. Yes, remember where you came from, I mean, what happened, and so when we're doing that, we're remembering the mercies of the Lord. Okay, now to be more definite on that, on the mercies that we're remembering of the Lord, somebody give me a thought on that, a verse of scripture or something. Should be able to come with many on this. Lamentations 3. Yes, Lamentations 3 and verse 22. You read it or quote it. They are new every... Very good. Okay, somebody give me another thought. Right? Psalms 103 verse 4, I think it is. All right, somebody else besides Tim? Know something about the mercies? Does any of you know anything about the mercies of God?
They endure forever.
They are forever. What would you have for that? Psalms 136. Oh my. That is tremendous because almost in every verse of that psalm, his mercy endureth forever. Every one of those verses almost in Psalms 136 end with, and his mercies endureth forever. Okay. Somebody got another one? We sing one quite often. Psalms 100. What is it? Psalms 100 and what? Don't just mumble. Speak out. I think it's verse 5, but it's all right. Go ahead, quote it. Yes, okay. That's okay. Surely goodness and mercy. That's Psalms 23, but that's all right. I'll take it. Psalms 100. Verse 6, you were right, but I didn't know what you were quoting. I thought you were doing Psalms 100. Go ahead, verse 5. Yes, the Lord is good, and his mercy is everlasting. We sing of that. Okay. Now, I would think that you could think of others, because it's a good thing to remember his mercy. And let's move along to another one thing to remember that God says to remember in His Word. Somebody read for me Acts 20 and verse 35. Bradley, can you find that? Oh, he's not here. All right, I can't see. Quentin, can you read that? Or Gavin, either one of you. Verse 35. So what are we to remember in that verse? His words. Now look at my friends, if you can't think of anything else to remember when you're sitting in the Lord's Supper, certainly you can remember some of His words. And yes, God's Word makes it clear that we should remember His words. Psalms 119. 97 through 99. Let me see. Christopher back there, look. You got your Bible? Find it. And read it loud. Mm-hmm. Psalms 119, 97 through 99. Yes, yes, that we might meditate on the Word. And yes, God wants us to get involved knowing His words. Now we could have other verses as well, but my time is going by. I'm not even going to get to the thought that I wanted to start after the remembering part. But this is important that we know what we're there for. Okay, now another thing that we're to remember is His holiness. And we'll read Psalms 97 and verse 12. Would somebody read that for me?
Rejoice in the Lord, you righteous, and give thanks at remembrance of His holiness.
Yes, to remember His holiness. Now, can somebody give me a portion about the holiness of God? There's several. Yes, okay. I can't right offhand tell you where that is, but that's good. All right, somebody else?
1 Peter 1:15.
Yes, that's talking about His holiness, and that's what we should be, is holy. Okay. Pardon? Yes, where is that found? Oh, my. Psalms 118, verse 11, I think. Okay, somebody else.
Hebrews 7:26.
All right. Psalms 97, where it says to remember His holiness, right on the same page, at least I think it is in my Bible. But Psalms 99 is broken up into three stanzas. And it there it talks about the holiness and to remember that. Let me see. Psalms 99. Yes. And verse 3 is the first time. Let them praise Thy great and terrible name, for it is holy. And if you read the other two verses before that, that's speaking about the future. But when you come to verse 5, it says, exalt ye the Lord our God, and worship at His footstool, for he is holy. That's the present, where we are remembering his holiness. Then you come to the end of the chapter. We won't read the whole thing, but the last verse, exalt the Lord our God and worship at his holy hill. For the Lord our God is holy. And it's talking about the past. It tells of his age-long faithfulness, how he has been faithful. So you got the future, the present, and the past, which is on the holiness of God. And we are to remember him that is holy. There's other portions that would come to my mind as well, but we want to move on. But those are the things where, when you look it up in the concordance, the word remember, that you'll find that it says to remember his name, his works, his love, his afflictions, his exaltation, his mercies, his words, and his holiness. Now, I just want to present that to you because the fact when you come to the Lord's Supper, there are things that definitely the Lord wants us to remember. And it may help you in your worship of the Lord. Now, I just want to give a few other thoughts, and I won't get through this outline, but that's all right. I want to talk about the fact of an outline. Oh, this has got to be 45 years ago or so, that my sister was at a meeting, and she got this outline, and she said, oh, this is really a great outline for the Lord's Supper, she said, and I'll send it to you. And so she did, and the first it's going to be an outline on C's. And the first thing that we want to think about it is that it's a commandment. Now, many people will argue about that, and they'll say it's a request. Well, if you want to use the fact when he says this do in remembrance of thee, that it's a request, I want to say to you that he is king. And a king's request is a command. Yes, and he is commanding us that we should come and remember him. This is the one service that we have here at the chapel that makes us different than many churches, because we have the Lord's Supper every week. Now, we don't have to have it for an hour, and it doesn't have to be a half an hour, but my, sometimes I think an hour is too short. When we get going on remembering the Lord, if he is precious to you and means something to you, then you should be enjoying that service, just remembering and thinking of him. Now, when we have it, it's his service that he's asked us to do, and he is going to give us the way to do it. So I just gave you some things that you can think about or remember. Now, the problem today is they're much like the time of when we find that David followed the Philistines' way instead of God's way. And remember that what he decided to do was to get a new cart to carry the ark. Now, I'm sure that most of you know what was wrong about that. It was the Kohathites, it was their job to carry the ark on their shoulders, right? Because on both sides of the ark there were the staves, and then they were to carry those, and they were not allowed to touch the ark or they would die. And so you see, they were to carry it that way. But when the Philistines stole the ark, they put it on a new cart. And now David recognized they needed to have that ark back in the midst. And so what he decided to go is the Philistine way. And they put got a new cart, and they started off. Now, if you remember the story, and you can read that over in, Numbers chapter 4 and 6 and 7. Pardon? Yeah, and it could be in 2 Kings 2, but it's in Numbers chapter 4 14, where it tells us how they were to carry the ark. Yes, and we find that when they were carrying it on the ark was taken up, and as it was going along, they hit a bump or something, and it looked as if the ark was going to fall off the cart. So the man that was in front, he thought what he would do is he would steady that ark and touched it to steady it, and the moment he did, God struck him dead. And then we remember how that David got angry. He said, look, God, I was doing this for you. So what? It wasn't being done God's way. Now today, God wants to be remembered as we break the bread and take the cup. That is His method. It's His way. Now today, I know that in a lot of churches, what they do is they just pack a 5-minute thing on the end of the service. They might have it every 6 months or once a year or every 3 months, whatever the case might be. But you see, what God wants to do is to be remembered. And, I think that's great. Some people say, you would get bored if you would do it every week like you people do. Well, you see, people who say that and find the Lord's Supper boring do not understand what they're doing there. Because I'm telling you, if you were, you got a mate, you certainly are not bored when you find out that the mate still loves you, and it's every week or once a week or once a month that the love is expressed. No, you see, as the Lord is even more. And so it's certainly not going to be a boring time. But many churches have Philistine methods as they do it. They're not doing it according to the Lord. Now, it's a commemoration or it's an observance. It's a time to observe. And when we're doing this observance, there's personal participation. Yes, the believers are taking part personally. And it's perpetual. It's also prophetic, because what is this the Lord's Supper doing? That is prophetic. Until He comes, thank you. And we find also it's a preaching service in a way, because why? Yes, and so what's doing the preaching to us in a way, in a sense? The emblems, yes. There they are. So it's preaching to us. So therefore, this is a first of all, it's a commandment, and then it's a commemoration. And I want to say about the commemoration, it's His choice. I want to say that again. Now, if we got a chance, we'll take the time. Right? We're not going to get through this anyways. So let's look at, I think it's Deuteronomy chapter 12. Deuteronomy chapter 12. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 5. Notice, but unto the place which the Lord your God shall choose. Verse 11. Then there shall be a place which the Lord your God shall choose. Verse 14. But in the place which the Lord God shall choose. And then verse 18. But thou must eat then before the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. Now, it's very significant to me as I was reading this chapter some years ago. I underlined those words. It's His choice. It wasn't God's choice where they were going to observe. You can find that same phrase over and over in other chapters as well. Like, for instance, you can take, I think it's chapter 16 that I underlined too. Yes. Thou shalt therefore sacrifice the Passover unto the Lord thy God the flock and the herd in the place which the Lord shall choose to place his name there. Verse 6, but at the place which the Lord thy God shall choose to place his name in. Verse 7, and thou shalt roast and eat it in the place which the Lord thy God shall choose. Verse 15, 7 days shalt thou keep a solemn feast unto the Lord thy God in the place which the Lord shall choose. And verse 16, 3 times in a year shall all the males appear before the Lord thy God in the place which he shall choose. And so you can go on and on. You'll find that expression over and over. And this is God's choice, is the way they were to do it. It is also God's choice for us to remember him. And we should want to come and remember him. Well, I could give you some other portions there, but I want to go on. And at this year, it's not only a commandment, but a commemoration. It's concentration. We should concentrate. And so when we're concentrating, what are we doing? We're thinking, but we're doing what God asked us to do. We're doing what? Remembering. I thought you would get that. Thank you. Okay. What we're doing is we're remembering him. And the consideration is all him. And that's why it's wrong, as far as I'm concerned, for somebody to get up and preach about what they're doing, or also somebody to get up and pray for the sick, or to get up and make other prayer requests that have got nothing to do with him. This is a service where we remember him. And I might also say that if you're in the habit of thinking of him, then thoughts should come to your mind. Now, I don't think also that we should come prepared that we're going to say such and such. We should let the Spirit of God do the leading. And when the Spirit of God does the leading, how beautiful it is that all these thoughts come together. Not my thoughts or your thoughts, but the thought that he wants us to have. And so what we're going to do is have that. And then I might say there's a word of caution, and very quickly I'll go through this. There's a word of caution to the unregenerate, to those that are not saved. There's a word of caution to the uninstructed. And there's a word of caution to the unrepentant Christian who did not examine himself before he came. There's a word of caution also to the unthoughtful. And then there's a condemnation there at the end of the chapter. And then the last thing I want to say is that there's a word of comfort. Now, in that part, I want to say this, that when we come to the Lord's Supper, it's not a funeral service, okay? It is a feast. That's what it is. And while we're feasting on him, we're rejoicing in all that he is and what he has done for us. Yes, certainly. We want to be thinking of his death, but we want to think on these other things as well. Chris Copeland, you can close in a word of prayer. I've got to stop on time.